Ranger Bill, warrior of the woodland, struggling against extreme odds, traveling dangerous trails, fighting the many enemies of nature. This is the job of the guardian of the forest, Ranger Bill. Pouring rain, freezing cold, blistering heat, snow, floods, bears, rattlesnakes, mountain lions. Yes, all this in exchange for the satisfaction and pride of a job well done. You know, boys and girls, I've introduced a lot of Ranger Bill stories in the years gone by, but the one we're going to hear today is without a doubt the strangest and most hair-raising of all. Bill and the fellas tangle with brute strength so powerful that they almost get... Well, I'm not going to tell you all about it now. Bill, Stumpy, Henry, and Gray Wolf have faced some terrible and strong adversaries and come out on top every time. But this time, they're going to fight a terrible physical force. So powerful is this creature that strong men run the other way when they hear it's near. But let's get on with the story. Here it is. The Crusher. A large freight plane is heading toward the Knotty Pine airfield. It has some air freight to unload there, and just now the plane is slowly dropping down as it squares off to hit the runway. Wait a minute. The control tower crew sees something wrong.
The wheel! Miles, the port wheel isn't down!
Oh, man. Tower to air freight. Tower to air freight. Don't land, your port wheel isn't down. Boy, Donald, sure glad you saw that.
Air freight to tower. Thanks, fellas. You saved us from a nasty spill. Would have been bad because we really got a full cargo this trip. Thanks again. Over.
Glad to be able to help. How much gas you got?
Not enough to stay up long. We'll try to get the wheel down and locked into place while we circle. I'd say we can stay up about an hour. Then we'll have to come down. We'll keep circling so you can tell us if we've been successful or not.
Okay, air freight. We'll be watching your landing gear. I'll keep the radio open until you land. Over and standing by.
I don't know about this messed up contraption, Rudy. I can't get it to lock in place.
Yeah, I know. Pull the landing gear up. Then turn on the hydraulic and let it build up quite a bit of pressure. Suddenly release the horizontal lock and try to slam the gear into lock position.
Maybe you got something there. I'll give it a try.
Okay. I'll begin circling back over the field.
I'm building about all the pressure the hydraulic can take.
Let him go, Mort.
They slammed good this time.
You said it. That port wheel's going to stick. This ought to do it. I'll find out what the tower boys have to say.
Air freight to tower. How's it look now?
No good, fellas. Your port wheel's still undone. We saw you try to slam it into place. Sorry, it didn't work.
Okay, tower. We'll try something else.
It's no use, Miles. Those fellas are going to have to come in on one wheel.
And how? Tower to air freight, you've still got only one wheel.
Yeah, and we've got 10 minutes worth of juice left. We're circling once more. Then I'm going to try it on one wheel and a belly flop.
Well, I hope it works.
Give us all the time you can. We'll get ready for you now. Over and out.
7 minutes. That's all I can spare. Over and out.
Sound the alarm crash, Don. 7 minutes and the air freight's coming down for good.
Hello, rescue. A crippled plane's coming in on runway 2 in 6 minutes.
Thank you.
They're down in one piece. Let's go over there and give them a hand. I'm Miles. I didn't think we'd get the chance to shake hands with you, Rudy. Mort.
You weren't alone with that idea.
I'll say so. Thanks for all the help you've given us.
Oh, we're glad to do it. Boy, I'm sure glad you fellas made it down all right.
So are we. Rudy made a whopping good belly flop. Of course, the plane won't be any good now until after it's fixed up.
Yeah, that reminds me. We've got to find some place to store the cargo until a new plane can be flown in tomorrow.
Oh, don't worry about that. We'll have the ground crew get the lift trucks busy and put your cargo in the empty hangar over there.
That'll be fine, Don. I don't know what's in the cargo. All we do is fly. The ground crew bosses take care of the bill of lading.
As soon as Don gives the boys the word, we'll go have some coffee. Then we can make arrangements to get another one of your planes in for you.
Sounds good to me. I could use some coffee about now. My stomach's really got the butterflies.
Yeah. Hey, I'll be over after I check the cargo crates. If there's anything damaged, we've got to make a report to the insurance company right away. We don't want to be blamed for damage that didn't occur while the cargo is being stored.
Oh, be sure and close the hangar doors when you leave.
I sure will.
Don hasn't come yet, Miles.
Oh, that's strange. There's Hal over at the corner table. Maybe he can tell me.
Why is it so important that you find him?
Well, he's supposed to relieve me in the tower when I go in for supper. He's never done this before.
You mean he doesn't usually take off like this?
No, he's always close by. Don's a good man, works hard, dependable as the day is long.
Maybe he went home for supper.
No, he goes home right after I come back from supper. He starts early in the morning, and then I spell him off for breakfast. At night, we reverse the procedure. I'm going to talk with Hal.
Hello, fellas. What can I do for you?
Why, we're looking for Don. You seen him?
Yeah. Well, that is about 20 minutes ago. I left him at the hangar. He was going to check the cargo for insurance damage.
You should have finished that by now. Maybe there's something wrong.
Well, I don't think so, Mort. I'll take a walk over to the hangar and see what's keeping him.
Okay. We'll wait for you here.
See you later. Don, you in here? Don, where are you? Don! Don, are you all right? He's dead.
Where is he, Miles?
Inside the hangar, Sheriff. Do you mind if I stay out here? He's almost like a brother to me. We've worked together a long time.
Yeah, I understand. Don't let anybody in the hangar.
I haven't so far.
Fine. Come on, Pat. Let's find out how this happened.
Aye, and that we better be doing right away.
Sure. This is unusual. Isn't a mark on him. Nor are there any signs of heart attack or some other natural cause of death.
Ah, but look at his clothes around his torso. They look like they went through a ringer.
Yes. Left arm is as limp as a dish rag. Arm bones must be broken in a dozen or more places.
I'd say this man's been murdered, all right. But not by a human being.
You're right, Pat. Poor Don was killed by some animal with brute strength.
The strength of a steamroller.
Well, I'm going to call Bill Jefferson on the radio telephone. You come along, too. I don't want you in here alone.
Neither do I. I think calling Bill is a smart idea. He's had lots of experience with all kinds of animals.
Now, let's go.
Keep everybody out of the hangar until we're sure this crusher isn't in there. Nashville to bring along some shotguns. Now, you know as much as I know about this, Bill. What's your opinion?
I think the first thing we ought to do is disperse this crowd, Cal. You're going to have to do some shooting with these shotguns. Somebody might get hurt.
You're right. Hey, Pat, send the crowd home.
That I'll be doing right away. All right, folks, move on here now. Okay. Move along.
Henry, get the boat lights out of the car, will you?
On the double.
Hangar plenty big. There are a lot of crates in there for animal to hide behind.
If this critter's in here, we'll find it. Say, what makes you think it's an animal, Cal?
Well, you see poor Don's body.
Here are the lights.
Thanks, Henry.
We've got the crowd broken up and on their way home. Now we can get down to brass tacks.
Well, that's fine, Pat. Are you fellas ready to go in?
Yeah. Let's take a look at Don's body first. Keep a sharp eye and a ready trigger finger.
Gives a fella a spooky feeling. We don't know what we're looking for, but we do know that whatever it is, it can kill.
If I ever get this thing in the sights of my shotgun, it won't kill anymore.
Don's body's right around the corner of this big crate.
Get a blanket out of the car, will you, Pat?
That I'll be glad to do.
I didn't want to cover the poor fellow up until you saw him. What's it look like to you, Bill?
He's been crushed, all right. Badly crushed.
Well, that put it mild. Animal plenty strong to do this.
About the strongest we've ever come up against, eh, sonny?
What's the verdict?
Same as ours, Pat.
We better search this hangar. Henry, I want you to stay out here in the open.
Okay, Bill. But I'm not afraid to go behind those crates.
I know that, pal. I'd rather play it safe than wish I had. Pat, you stay out here with Henry. This animal we're looking for is in here and tries to make it to the hangar door. Cut it down with your shotguns.
Aye, we'll be ready and watching. Come on, Henry. We'll get our backs to the hangar wall over there so we can see every which way at once.
Well, that's a good idea, Pat.
Cal, you and Stumpy take the north end and around back of the crates. Gray Wolf and I'll take the south end.
All right, we'll do that.
Let's go.
Hoping we could have gotten the animal in here and ended this thing in a hurry.
That was a good dream, sonny. Now we'll have to hunt it down.
Well, how are we going to know what kind of an animal we're looking for?
Yes,
that's what I'm wondering.
You got any ideas as to how we can determine the identity of the animal we're looking for, Bill?
No, I haven't. But I'm sure we can find out from one of these crates.
Huh? I don't follow you,
Bill. Me too, sonny. I fell off the wagon on the last curve.
Let's reconstruct a bit. Don stayed here to check the cargo after it was removed from the wrecked plane. We haven't any animal around here that could crush Don so badly. Cargo is made up of large, strong crates. But one of them could have broken open enough for the animal inside to get out. Now, it's my opinion that we should check all the crates from the wrecked plane and see if we can find a damaged one. If we find a damaged crate, I'm sure you'll find it empty.
Well, that makes sense. Let's get started.
This heavy crate. Give me...
Hey, there's a broken crate.
Oh, it ain't busted open enough. Just a couple of boards that's... Hey, I've smelled that smell before. It's sure familiar.
Stay back from the crate until we're sure the snake's gone.
Snake?
What do you mean?
Sure. Now I know where I've run across that odor before. If you get close to a rattlesnake, then you'll pick up an odor like that.
What kind of a snake?
A constrictor?
Pretty in the morning. I hope not.
It has to be, Pat. Give me a boat light, pal. I'm going to take a look. He could have gone back into the crate.
Here. Why don't we just cut loose with shotguns and make that crate look like a sieve?
Henry's got a good idea there, sonny. Maybe you ought to listen.
I think so, too.
I'll be all right. If the snake is in there, he's got to come out head first. My 45 will take care of that if it happens. Now, here goes. I'll slide the boat lamp along in front of me. That. Go.
Be careful, Bill.
There.
What's inside?
Nothing, pal. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, that's good.
You see a label or anything to tell us what kind of a snake it is?
Yeah. This crate was on its way to Brookfield Zoo in Chicago. I'm sure a phone call will tell us what kind of snake we're after.
Well, there's one thing we know for certain.
Yeah? What's that, sonny?
Look at the size of that crate. We're after a whopping big reptile.
Hello, Brookfield Zoo?
Yes, this is Brookfield Zoo.
I'm Ranger Bill Jefferson, calling from Knotty Pine Airport. Are you expecting a snake to be shipped to you by air freight?
Hold on, I'll find out.
Okay.
What's the answer?
He's checking on me.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're expecting an 18-foot reticulated python by air freight.
They'll have to ship you another one.
What? What do you mean?
This one's escaped. We'll probably have to kill it to capture it again. I'll call you later and give you the details.
Oh, be sure you do. Please, goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, maybe we can send them the skin.
Well, what kind of a reptile is it, sonny?
An 18-foot reticulated python, old-timer.
Wow,
huh?
A big snake.
Well, what do you know?
Bullfrogs, what are we going to do?
Track it down and kill it before it gives us more trouble.
What's your plan, Bill?
Aye, we've got to do something and do it fast.
Well, it'll be a slow process for us to track the snake. We might run into it in 5 minutes, or it might take us 5 hours. I think we'd better spread the word by radio and newspaper.
But
good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. I think your idea's sound, Bill, but won't it create hysteria in town?
Yeah, probably will, Pat. However, I think the folks around should know for their own protection. And it might save us some trouble if the reptile's seen. There'll be some level-headed folks who could help us wrap this up.
Sure, and I see your point. Well, we'd best get on with the job.
Right. Cal, will you and Pat spread the word? The boys and I'll start after the python.
Okay, Bill. There's just one thing.
Aye. When you see the snake, shoot. And shoot straight.
Gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin from Knotty Pine. All citizens are urged to stay in their homes until a large python is caught by the rangers and the police. For your own safety, stay behind locked doors until the reptile is caught or killed. Do not become panicky. The snake is being hunted now by capable men, and it's only a matter of hours until the danger will be over. If you see it, do not try to capture it or kill it. Call the ranger's office or the sheriff. Keep tuned to this station for further bulletins.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it! Large snake loose in Knotty Pine area!
Extra! Extra! 18-foot python crawling around Knotty Pine!
Remember, folks, keep calm, don't panic. Stay inside. We're telling you about the python for your own protection. Don't panic. The snake will be caught or killed in a matter of hours. If you see the reptile, call my office or the Rangers. This is the sheriff speaking. Keep calm and stay inside until the danger's past.
Henry, my boy, how are things going out there?
We're making progress. The trail is fairly easy to follow most of the time. The python's heading toward town right now.
Aye, that's bad. The folks here seem calm right now. But I'll let you know if anybody sees the snake.
Okay, Pat.
I'd say that varmint is moving right along.
Snake moved plenty fast. He seemed to head right for town.
Yeah, I've been noticing that. Why don't we take it on the run and try to cut around in front of the python?
That's plenty of good idea.
Well, say, we might catch the critter out in the open.
It's worth a try. Let's spread out on either side of the trail about 50 feet and take off at a dead run. Henry, take good care of the walkie-talkie. We might need it suddenly.
Okay, let's go.
All right, cut in. We should be in front of the python now.
Well, look at that. We haven't beat the reptile yet.
I thought for sure that we'd cut in front of it. But the trail goes right along.
We have to do this hard way.
Looks that way, Grey Wolf. Now, let's go after it.
Henry, tell Bill the python's been seen at the river. You hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Bill, the python's down at the river.
Where?
Where, Pat?
Outside the can company's warehouse. You'd better get a move on.
The snake's at the can company's warehouse.
All right, let's get back to the car and head for the riverfront.
Comes old Dad Graham.
Hello, Dad. Where's the snake?
Inside, Bill. Don't go in after it. I've seen a lot of them in my day, but nothing so terrible as that python. Don't go in there.
We have to, Dad. It's our job. Let's go, fellas.
Kill it before it gets a coil around you. You're a dead dog.
Hold it, fellas.
This is it.
Yep, in more ways than one.
I'm ready now.
We'll push the door open the rest of the way. I'll go in first. Then Grey Wolf and Stumpy on either side and back a little. Henry, you stay directly behind me about 10 feet.
Okay, Bill.
All right, Henry, open the door.
Wow! Look at all the cans!
Yeah. That python feller's in there among them. Let's get him.
Keep a sharp eye overhead, as well as on the floor, fellas. Careful, Stumpy.
Where is that varmint? He ain't that small.
Look out above!
I missed him!
No! Oh!
He's anchored his fangs in Henry's leg. Don't let him coil.
Hold on! Don't let him coil! Keep him stretched out!
Henry, can you shoot snake?
Grab hold of that beam, Henry! Pull your gun and blow his head off!
I'll try!
Good work, pal. Thank the Lord, this python is dead. Thank you. like the doc did a good job in your leg, pal. How do you feel?
Oh, it hurts a little, but otherwise I feel fine.
As I live and breathe, I'll never forget seeing you fellas wrestle that snake. You're brave boys. We all stood by helpless.
I guess we look like a bunch of fellas walking on tacks. The way we hopped around trying to keep that hunk of muscle from coiling his crushing machine.
I guess we did look pretty funny. Boy, we sure were busy there for a while.
I'm glad we can laugh about it now.
A snake plenty strong. If he ever got one coil started, then we have worse battle than we did.
You said it, sonny. That dead python is one crusher that ain't gonna do no more crushing. Yes, sirree. The crusher's gone out of business.
I don't know about you boys and girls, but the chills are traveling up and down my backbone a mile a minute. Boy, when the python grabbed Henry, I thought sure he was a goner. Praise the Lord, the fellows were able to keep the snake from getting good leverage. And Bill and the fellows keep in tip-top physical condition, so when they need reserve strength, they have it to use. See you next week for more adventure with Ranger Bill!
Hey, fellas and gals, Ranger Bill again, stepping in here for less than a minute to invite all of you out there to another half hour of adventure next week at this special spot on your radio dial. We've gathered a pile of stories for you with mystery and adventure and all kinds of excitement, and we don't want you to miss a single one. So next time, call up your friends or get together with them and join all of us Rangers for a session of fighting forest fires, grappling with grizzly bears, or just plain trying to help somebody out. We're sure you'll enjoy the story, and you might just learn something that'll be of real help to you in later life. So, next week, be sure to listen.